Talk story is a term used in Hawaii for people gathering together for conversation, to tell stories. On the plantations, people of different ethnicities had to find a way to communicate, so they created a common language to talk to each other. On the islands, you hear bra for brother, stink eye for dirty look, and dakain for whatchamacallit. Islanders call it Pidgin English, but it's a mixture of Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Filipino, Portuguese, and Hawaiian. Our final chapter, Proud to Speak Pidgin.
What do you want to talk about? What do you like to talk about?
We could talk about any kind. We could talk about maybe the kind. What we mean cow this morning.
Okay, this morning I had egg and bacon.
Egg and bacon. And then I went stir them with a stirrer, you know, the one that get the kind, like, look like kind of whipping kind. Yeah, I went whip them.
You whip them good.
I whip them good.
When the teachers started to hear us talk, they couldn't make heads or tails what we were saying because they came from the mainland. Whatever we said, she could not listen to what we were saying at all.
We were told that it was just bad English. I guess I grew up kind of thinking it was like a bad habit that we had. We would ask to use the restroom, so, you know, like, I can go to the toilet or something. And they would hold the permission until you got the English part of it correctly. And those things can be problematic. We just see these as things that we're constantly reminded of or reprimanded for.
The language in Hawaii is a Creole language, which is a Pidgin language, which has become the community's mother tongue. It's a bit confusing here in Hawaii because everybody calls it Pidgin, but linguists call it a Creole language. And it's a Creole language like other Creole languages in Jamaica and in some of the French-speaking ex-colonies.
It's gostego. I'm going to say kamama, you can believe.
As for instance, like, I'm going to say, oh, you gostego. You ain't go over there.
It's gostego. I'm going to say kamama, you can believe. Let's say a bunch of friends and I were going to go to a movie or something close to where I'm living, and they come by to pick me up and I'm not ready, I'm in the shower yet, and I'll yell out to them, gusti go, mambai I'm going to say come. So you be going and later I'll be coming. Mambai you're going to be late, otherwise you'll be late.
When we say the word dakain, you know exactly what we're meaning when you say, well, did you see dakain? The word dakain is universal. We mention that for everything.
Kaukau means either to eat or food itself. And it actually comes from Chinese Pidgin English brought over by the sailors. The original word was chow chow, in American slang chow. But it was brought over by the sailors to Hawaii, and chow chow then becomes kaukau.
That's how we talk. But we had to learn good English eventually because that was a detriment to us.
Pidgin was associated with a working class. It's a language that was enough to do menial labor on the plantation. But in the urban setting for the middle class, they thought that wasn't appropriate, that you would need to speak standard English to get ahead.
They say if you talk Pidgin, you know can. Be smart, be important, be successful, be professional, be taken seriously. Pretty much all when you're growing up, people tell you, oh, if you do this in Pidgin, then where can you go? So people always tell you, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. The perception is the Pidgin talker is going to be perceived as being less intelligent than the standard English talker. When I was in college, after I discovered that guys writing in Pidgin, I said, hey, okay, I can do this Pidgin creative writing. Eventually, I did my 30-page research papers in Pidgin, master's thesis in Pidgin, yeah. Be one teacher, be one doctor, be one lawyer, be a big businessman, be the pope, be the president, be the wife of the president. They say if you talk Pidgin, you know, can.
You have more and more people who are bilingual here. In the past, you had a lot of people, and the only language they spoke was the Creole. But now, especially in Honolulu, the majority of people would really be bilingual, and they switch back and forth. The language has a different kind of prestige. It's like the language of the community. And it's something that you're proud of because it shows your identity.
It really makes us very unique because we have this thing that we can interject with each other. We interplay daily in our lives. As soon as we meet each other, you can tell the people that come from Hawaii that know how to speak Pidgin and then switch over to good English. Then you know that person has really arrived.